proving once again that we'll do anything for a dollar. This is the Extra Extra Funny Podcast with TJ and Riggins.
How are you doing, TJ? Can I ask you?
I'm okay.
You're okay. No one asks that.
You know, the listeners have been, the radio family has been very nice, which, you know, through the years, and I know it sounds cliche because of, you know, every broadcaster or performer or whatever says, I mean, I got the greatest audience in the world. But they are a support system, you know, and that comes from the way that Ace and I have always approached everything as we're not more special than anybody else. We just happen to have, this is where our talents lie. This is what we have been, you know, blessed to be able to entertain in this unique way. Cause there aren't many, think about it, there are not many radio hosts in the world. It's a small, small percentage of the workforce. And then you take the ones who are, you know, successful and are considered to be, you know, the best, you know, or at the top of their field. It's even smaller than that.
Yeah.
So a lot of that comes from the, you know, the fact that we've always just said we're just normal guys, and the people who listen to the show are greatly appreciated, and we don't ever take them for granted because they're our customers, and we're like the local shopkeepers that you come in. How are you doing this morning? How's your, I know your daughter-in-law was sick. How's she, you know, that mentality of the way the listeners are with us and the way we, you know, hold them in our lives. So when something like this happens, they automatically know. I mean, so many people have said, this has got to be killing TJ.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. You don't get a loyalty by being popular. You don't gain loyalty by being popular. You gain loyalty by cultivating it and really making people feel like you said, like you're one of them.
Yeah. And that doesn't come from a skill that you learn.
Yeah.
You're either that way or you're not. And it goes back to how you were raised and what your, you know, what your core principles are, you know. If you're not raised to think you're better than everybody else, or you know, that kind of thing, then it just comes as the way you are with your personality. But so many people have been, you know, sending encouraging messages and praying for you, and you know, bringing up instances in the years past that I had forgotten about, yeah. And you know, things, you know, because they're sending in their memories of Ace and their time of listening to the show and all. And, you know, a lot of people are, you know, like I started listening when I was 16, and now, you know, I'm 40 and I have kids of my own, and, you know, several people who have kids that they've written in their kids, they named after our kids. Like they, you know, there's so many kids named Cade and Peyton and Lainey and Aiden, but Aiden was such a popular, trendy name when we named him that. I mean, everybody could say they named him after my son. But, I mean, but there aren't many Laneys out there.
No. You know what's crazy is when people send in the memories from, they go, you know, I've been thinking about this. I remember when I was 14 years old and you said this one thing, and it'll be 20 years later, and it'll be something you don't even remember. And it's like, wow, this casual castaway statement, throw off statement is like, it left such a mark on them for decades.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of crazy.
Yeah. And then I'll always go, wow. So yeah, I don't even remember saying that, but that's brilliant.
Yeah,
I never cease to amaze myself with my own brilliance.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just been really special to see the
But I know all of this, you know, is about Ace and, you know, the spotlight's on him and everything. But, you know, I think I sent you a message. You posted one of those things yesterday, said, you know, it was one of the families from one of our grandkids trips. And they said, yeah, I would never gotten to go on this trip if it weren't for Ace. And I'm like, hello.
Yoo-hoo.
He's not the only one.
No, they didn't.
I mean, I'm not trying to make his, you know, his memorial shows about me, but I mean, I mean, let's face it. His last name was Antije. Let's get that straight.
That is true.
Yeah, you and your kid, your family would be sitting at home, not even knowing what Mickey ears look like in person if it hadn't have been for me. I don't think people realize, a lot of people don't realize that how people that you've never met can seem like family to you. And you don't feel that way about, you know, your favorite character on Lord of the Rings.
Exactly.
You don't connect with the actor that way. If you do, you're usually off balance, you know, in the head.
Well, sure. Jodie Foster.
Right. It's in the same with even local news people. You might like their work. You may think they're attractive on TV, but you can't pick up the phone during a newscast and call and tell the news anchor that his tie is cool or weird or, you know, no, you can't do any of that kind of stuff. It's not a personal connection to pretty much any other medium like radio.
Yeah.
And it's one of the things that always attracted us to it and why we loved it so much.
Yeah.
But then sometimes it's a pain in the ass.
Hey, listen.
You know?
Some of y'all be talking too much.
Yeah. I mean, we had to deal with a lot of, you know, dumb stuff.
Yeah.
Rude people. But it's part of it, you know? It's just, I always say, it's like any other family. You get going to disagree with people.
Sure.
But when you work as closely as all of us have, I mean, how long have you worked with us? 15 years?
Yeah, probably.
So you were a kid.
I was a kid.
You're in college.
I was 21.
Yeah. So, you know, Ace and I have been like your older brothers.
I say it all the time. God bless. I say it all the time. God blessed me with two brothers, and for some reason, he blessed me with two more. It's like the greatest gift ever. So I say it all the time because it's true.
Yeah, I mean,
doesn't mean
I wouldn't. You know, if I didn't think of you as a younger brother I never had, I wouldn't talk as much shit about you as I do. I mean, you only do that about family, you know? You only talk that kind of crap about family.
I mean, real messed up shit.
Yeah.
You wouldn't feel comfortable just saying that to any old employee.
Mm. Yeah. And, you know, my wife feels the same way.
Yeah.
And I know sometimes she, you know, might feel that way a little too much when she's like, on your case.
Yeah, up my ass.
Yeah. I'm like, Jody, you need to back off a little. Well, I mean, damn.
She loves mm-hmm. calling me, and I'm going to tell you this, and I'm not saying it to be bossy. That's when you know she's about to back up the dump truck.
Yeah.
And just shit on your head.
Cause you know, she wouldn't be calling you if Adam hadn't told her to call you if Adam wasn't looking. It's like, well, you know, cause he'll just pick somebody and go, you know, who can help you with that? Riggins. Yeah. Riggins would be the one to help you with that or whatever. So yeah. And Jody doesn't, she wishes that she would have never had to have been brought into the quote unquote family business of doing any of this stuff. She liked it so much, and so did I. I loved it so much more when she didn't know how the sausage was made, you know?
And she doesn't miss the chance to tell you how she doesn't like it.
Because, I mean, you think that Jody's just working for the company by doing the podcast with me, and she's been brought into sales, and she's basically Adam's assistant, our manager, Adam's assistant.
I got my W-2 from Jody.
I get my check from Jody now.
Yeah, doesn't she Venmo you or whatever, Rob, or however you, yeah.
Yep.
So I had to pay Rob today. Okay. Well.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or she'll go, hey, and everything she does is, you know, what are you doing? I'm working on the computer. Like she's fixing the computers, which I'm working on the computer, meaning I'm in there doing my stuff. You know, I'm taking care of business things.
Yeah.
But yeah, she hates it.
Yeah.
And I say, and you see, because, you know, when all those years when the milk and honey was just flowing, you know, when we were contract labor for the radio companies and all that kind of stuff, and we were, you know, let me be honest, we were treated right. Yeah. You know, we were a very profitable part of the radio company. So, I mean, we made them a lot of money, and so they paid us. But there were still stresses that went on, and there were still days where there were, I mean, potential PR nightmares waiting in the wings and all this stuff. And Jody used to get mad at me because you don't ever tell me anything that's going on. We'd go somewhere, and this is when Ace was married to Seanette, and we'd go to a function or something, and Seanette would go, well, I guess, or what do you think about that whole situation they've got going right now with the blah, 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 blah? Because Ace was the opposite.
Yeah.
He'd hit the door every day when he got home going, well, let me tell you what went on at work today. Yeah. Let me tell you what I'm dealing with right now.
He was doing a second show as soon as he walked through the door.
He's like, yeah, Seanette, grab a seat.
Yeah.
Let me tell you about my businessman life.
Yeah.
And so as soon as she saw Jody, and Jody's like, I don't know what you're talking about. He doesn't tell me anything.
Yeah.
You know, and so then she'd come to me and go, why didn't you tell me? He was like, because you don't need to know.
Yeah.
You don't need to know that.
Yeah. She doesn't know.
I said, there are so, and I tell her now, I go, you see why all those years you get mad at me because I'm not telling you every little thing that went wrong at work and every little problem we had? Yeah. Yeah, I see now.
Yeah.
And I go, well, that's why. Because things will get fixed and be done, and there would never be a reason to upset you at all.
Yeah.
You know,
even know it.
Never know.
None the wiser.
You never know. Well, I know now, and I wish I didn't.
Sometimes it takes 20 minutes or 20 years to get the answer.
God.
But, yeah, she knows now
why
you didn't keep her in the loop in that way.
And you know what, Riggins? That was a burden I happily had on my shoulder.
Damn right.
The cross I gladly bared for her.
Yeah.
Well, mainly for me, because I didn't want to hear about it.
Yeah.
It's Extra Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins.